Hello, this is Rob Bagby reporting for Bites by MSDN. I'm joined by Clemens Vasters. Clemens, thanks for coming by.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
What is your title? You're a principal technical lead? What on earth does that mean?
Yeah, it's very unusual. I'm a PM, I'm a dev, and I'm an architect sort of all in this at the same time, so we made something up.
I got you. I like it. So when we were talking before this, you wanted to talk a little bit about hybrid apps.
Yes.
And what makes up a hybrid app. So tell me a little bit about what you were thinking.
So a hybrid application is an application that runs in the cloud partly and then runs on-premise partly. And there's multiple reasons for why people are doing this. Let's start with, I have an existing application, and I just want to leverage the cloud and the cost savings, operational cost savings, and capital cost savings, by just running parts of that in the cloud. It's not very realistic, especially now that we have a decade of systems integration where we have talked about EAI, where we've talked about SOA, talked about really streamlining our apps. It's not realistic that you can take a piece, move that up to the cloud, and then leave that piece completely unconnected to the rest of your systems.
Right.
So a hybrid application is really taking pieces of your software infrastructure and move them up to the cloud for the cost savings you're getting there and for the efficiency gains you get there. But having your entire software infrastructure stay intact. That's one part of it. The second part of it is there is a physical world out there. And yes, you can run a lot of stuff in the cloud, but once you need to print a ticket, once you need to go and tell someone to bake a pizza, once you need to go and tell someone to go and pick up the pizza and bring it to someone, you have touches with the real world. And those touch points with the real world need to be supported by software that runs in someone's hands, runs on a site where someone with fatty fingers can go and touch a touchscreen. And all these things can't run in the cloud, but they need to be integrated into the cloud. So hybrid applications are about stuff that runs in the cloud when scale is required, when you want to go and save on operational costs, and stuff that runs on-premise, on-site, on-device, whenever that is the best way to go about things.
I mean, that's a hard problem to solve.
Yes.
Communicating between something living out in the cloud and then living in your classic data center.
Yes.
What do we have that addresses that?
So today at PDC, we announced Project Sydney, which will provide deep network integration between Windows, Azure, and on-premise systems. What we have as a solution today for pervasive connectivity, which also isn't intrusive into your network systems, is the service bus. And the service bus is a broadly scalable fabric of listener services that we run, and also messaging primitives that we run, which allow you to listen from any application running on any Windows PC, really, including Windows Server, and create a connectable endpoint into the cloud. And there's multiple connectivity scenarios that we can address. So you have commonly in a networked application, you have datagrams that are flowing. So you have one-way messages that are sending between two points of connectivity. You have broadcast or multicast scenarios where you take a message, and that may be binary in the form of an audio, a little snippet of an audio clip, or maybe just a notification of some sort, and you broadcast that to multiple receivers. You have scenarios where you have what I call uncorrelated datagrams flowing, where you just have something like a socket, a raw socket, which doesn't do any correlation. You just send data this way and get data that way. Or you have the classic case of service remoting, where you have kind of a request response or duplex communication between services. So these are all different kinds of patterns that you have, and service bus enables that entire stack of communication.
Okay, so essentially, just to paraphrase, we've got common messaging patterns that we need to solve these problems. We've got part of our infrastructure sitting out in the cloud, part of it sitting in a local data center, in a classic data center, and the service bus is going to allow us to essentially reach back into the data center, or we can reach out from our laptops, if you will, and talk to another laptop.
Exactly. So that's the scenario where service bus really has one of its strengths, in that we try to bridge irrespective of your network topology. So just in point in case, yesterday I was sitting on a Virgin America flight, who's currently offering free Wi-Fi, thanks to the competition. And So I was starting up my my demos for PDC on the notebook on the flight in-flight Wi-Fi, and I was able to host two workflow services. I was able to host a SQL database. I was able to host a listener for a diagnostics tracer. All those four services on the airplane, and have a Windows Azure role talking to the database on the airplane and spewing up diagnostics data into the diagnostics listener I had on that airplane. So we can build that kind of connectivity to wherever you are, irrespective of where you are. We make you discoverable, we make you reachable, and so we're bridging all the NATs and firewalls and all the stuff that sits in there in a secure fashion, because we're not only reversing the direction of traffic, we're also putting the access control service sort of in front of every service bus endpoint, so that there's no unauthenticated access to those endpoints. So we're building a we're listening on your behalf, and then we're building a security bridge in front of those endpoints.
So ironically, you were actually in the clouds working on the cloud.
Exactly.
That is unbelievable. Yes. I think the last point you made was an important one, is that not only can we gain this connectivity, but it's secure connectivity.
Yes.
And that's what makes it, you know, real world.
Correct.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate the time, and thank you for joining us as well.